Well, the man who looks at the Temple Mount and the preparations to build the next temple for us right here on Prophecy Today is Rabbi Yoel Karen in the Jerusalem area. Some very interesting breaking news. Chaim Richman, who Rabbi Richman is, I think, the number two man at the Temple Institute there in Jerusalem, those who are preparing to build the next temple, he has made an announcement about the birth of a red heifer. And we're going to get to Yoel Karen on that in just a moment. But Yoel, first, let's talk about the Knesset committee. As I understand it, there's a subcommittee up at the Knesset. Knesset, of course, being the legislature for the state of Israel. They've been discussing how the activities on the Temple Mount, the Muslim prayers and the Jewish prayers, might coexist up there. But they've come up with a conclusion that they want to continue as status quo. Is that somewhat of a loss as far as the Jews who would like to go up on the Temple Mount, or what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. It's an absolute disaster. And again, it's just showing that these people don't know how to lead. They don't know how to lead. They don't know how to assert sovereignty over the entire country. If you can't assert your sovereignty on the Temple Mount, you can't expect to assert your sovereignty anywhere in this country. You can't expect for Jews to be able to live freely and not live in fear anywhere in this country if they can't do it there. This is what these people don't understand, and one of these days they're going to have to get it through their heads.
Well, let's talk about the report that a red heifer has been born. I saw a video that Chaim Richman was narrating, introducing this new red heifer, someplace born here in the United States. He would not say because of security reasons. But I know down through the years, I remember way, way back in the 90s when Melody up near Haifa was a red heifer they thought could fulfill the ordinance of the red heifer from Numbers 19. And then I was actually with Chaim Richman in Canton, Mississippi, when he went there to inspect four red heifers that Clyde Lott had brought to existence through cattle breeding. Clyde Lott in Canton, somewhat of a national cattle breeder, had some national champs as well. I heard Chaim Richman on Roots 7 say, maybe a couple of years ago, that they did have a red heifer. He was making a definite statement on behalf of the Temple Institute. They had a red heifer in Israel itself. But now this announcement, I'm a little bit confused. Can you go through this and help us understand what's going on?
We've got a few things to consider here. There's a few problems with the red heifer. First off, everybody needs to understand why it's important. All of the Jewish people are contaminated by contact with the dead right now. We're all considered contaminated everywhere we go. I mean, literally, especially here in Israel, there are dead bodies everywhere you go, everywhere under the ground. You're walking on ancient graves, and people are constantly coming into contact with the dead. You're in a hospital. You become impure through contact with the dead by being inside the same building as a dead body. So all these things make the Jewish people impure. And the only way we can conduct many of the services of the temple, there are certain sacrifices that we can conduct in impurity right now, national sacrifices like the Passover sacrifice. If most of the people, most of the vessels, or most of the priests are impure, we can go ahead. Those sacrifices are considered so important, we can do them in impurity. Others, personal sacrifices, sin sacrifices, guilt offerings, things like that, you can only bring in a state of purity. Right now, and the only way to do that, the only way to purify a person from contact with the dead is with the ashes of the red heifer. So, that's why we need the ashes. The second issue is, where do you get a red heifer? This heifer has to be completely red. So many white hairs will disqualify it. It can't be red with a small white patch somewhere, okay? It has to be entirely red. And what has happened is, I believe that Melody, as she got older, began to spring up white hairs. And that's what happens, is then the thing gets disqualified. If it gets some sort of a blemish, any sort of a disqualifying blemish in its life, that will also disqualify it from being as a red heifer. There are a few different things. But there's something else to consider here, is if it passes, if it gets too old also, the animal can't be used as a red heifer. So we've had a few over the past few years that have come and gone. The next thing to consider is that you have to have someone who is not ritually impure by contact with the dead to perform the service. So we don't have anyone like that right now. So not only do we have cows and then something happens to disqualify them, but we don't have anyone to conduct the service. The only way that we could get a priest who would be pure is to raise a child completely isolated in the stone structure and isolated from impurity until they're old enough to conduct the service. So you would have to have a child of the right age and a heifer of the right age and qualifications all at the same time to be able to do it. Now, there is a way around this if we were to find and some way conclusively prove, if we were to find some of the old ashes and prove that it were them, then we could purify someone and they could sacrifice the new red heifer. So it's a very complicated thing, and it's going to be very difficult to get around it. But everything in God's timing. Tradition has always said there were, I think, 9 red heifers over all of Jewish history, and they simply showed up when the time was right. So that's what we're looking at.
Well, do you have any idea where those ashes from the previous 9 red heifers may be located right now?
We really don't. We don't. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Copper Scroll mentions them, that they're hidden in the Judean desert somewhere, but we don't know where they are. And if we found them, I don't know how, unless there was something with them that conclusively identified them as the ashes of the red heifer, I don't know how we would ever identify them as the real thing and to be able to use them and to be able to trust the entire temple service on some ashes that we found in the desert. It's a very difficult and tricky question to get around, but we're really trusting God on this one to find a way.
Is this announcement from Chaim Richman of importance, or is it just a ho-hum type of announcement?
You know, I think it's an important thing that a red heifer is born, if indeed it qualifies, and it comes of age and is still qualified and hasn't sprouted enough white hairs to disqualify it. I think that's an important thing that such a thing exists in the world. But as it is right now, I don't see what we can really do with it. So it's one of those things. I don't know. I really don't have the answer.
Well, it does look like to me it's a part of the process moving towards getting everything ready for the rebuilding of the next temple. You would agree with that, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, it's important. Just the fact that there is a red heifer in the world right now is important, and you could maybe consider that as a sign as well. I can tell you that the Temple Institute has been around for a very, very long time, and there have only been a handful of these things, 2, maybe 3 that have shown up that I can recall since the Temple Institute has been looking for them. So the fact that they seem to be showing up with more frequency is maybe a sign in and of itself.
Rabbi Yoel Karen with the latest report on what's going on the Temple Mount, but also activities that surround all the preparations to put that next temple up on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Rabbi, always good to be able to go to you for information we need to have an understanding of what is developing as it relates to the next temple in Jerusalem. Thank you so much, my good friend.
Hey, thank you for having me.